Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
What a save! Koskinen with the glove! Unbelievable!
McDavid, 500 points!
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
This is a little bit obscene in terms of what the Edmonton Oilers are doing on the power play.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Evan Bouchard with a little snapshot from the right point!
I'm James Neal.
Down on this, Jujhar Khaira from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for 3 decades!
CHED Edmonton. 630 CHED. On air. Online. And on the radio player.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
Unbelievable.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Connor McDavid wins the game for Edmonton.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630.
So long, so long, so long you've been away. So long, so long, so long you're back again. Well, it's in 17. We had passion, we had dreams about the love we were fighting for. Something holy or something more. When I turned 21, we were outside on the run. When I walked out with my girl, hey, we were halfway around the world, around the world. And I dreamed that I saw her standing there.
All right, let's get rolling. This is Oilers Now. That's how you open up the week. 35 years ago, that song, Tom Cochran, Red Rider. Beauty. Love it. Great tune. This is Oilers Now. And we got ourselves a game night. The Edmonton Oilers can clinch a playoff spot tonight with a victory against the Vancouver Canucks. We know the Oilers are getting in the playoffs. They got 7 games left in the regular season. They took care of business Saturday night against Calgary. That'll be part of our opening half hour of the show, which is, of course, brought to you on a daily basis by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. So, a review of Saturday night, maybe a little bit of fun was Saturday night, at least one really comical response. And then a look at what we might see tonight. We will tell you the Vancouver Canucks have hit the ice. The Oilers will make their way onto the ice at Rogers Arena at 12:35 Edmonton time. Could be a couple changes. We'll have to wait and see here. But we'll keep an eye on that. But let's get to it. John Shannon will join us, our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling, today at 12:35. Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation at 105 to talk about this really interesting year coming up, flat cap, how that could potentially affect free agency, and how it might limit and change the perplexion, whether or not there's advantages to being a agent that's got, you know, 35 to 40 players in the stable versus a boutique agent that's maybe sitting there with 5 or 6 players.
And then we'll also talk about a couple of his prospects for the upcoming draft, including two goaltenders that could be going in the top 15. And then to get the Vancouver story, and man, it just never ends. Ben Kuzma from Post Media in Vancouver, friend of the show, will join us at 135 as well. Of course, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. When the province gets back up in Adams, so too will the River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Find everything you'll need for your next flooring project at 143rd Street and 111th Avenue or at ashleyfinefloors.com. I'm on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stoffer, and Brendan Escott, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We'll get to the game tonight, the potential lineups and that sort of thing in a second. But first, let's take a look at Saturday night. For direct workwear, we head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at workwear.com. Jack Michaels had the call. It was a good night, Saturday night. Oilers against the Flames.
You've got Connor McDavid playing game number 400. Kyler Yamamoto playing game number 100. Oilers win the night. Oilers win Monday. They officially clinch a postseason spot. Four and a half gone by first period. Oilers have four of the game's first five shots. And on the power play for another minute 12, McDavid streaks in, shoots, and scores. Picked up a bouncing puck and drilled it home, top right corner.
I mean, blazing through the middle, and a guy that's got the presence of the mind. McDavid was coming up the ice, dropped it off to Drysdale, and Drysdale sort of sifted it through the middle, and McDavid hopped around Tanev and beat Markstrom high to the glove side.
Jones to Bear, top of the right circle, Drysdale. Pressure from Rasmus Anderson. McDavid, one-timer score! Blasted home by Ethan Bear, his second goal of the year. Lead pass, Kachuk stuck behind Jones to the net. Richard save, rebound, backhander score. And just like that, Johnny Gaudreau puts the Calgary Flames right back in the game. It's 2-1, thrown around the boards. McDavid finds it. Drysdale has the open net. He sends it over to Archibald, who shoots and scores. And that should put it away with a minute six remaining. Puck comes free to Archibald. He's got another empty net. Finds Darnell Nurse. Wrist shot score. Edmonton 4, Calgary 1. Second empty netter in the last 35 seconds. Nurse's 15th. Oilers are going to win the final Battle of Alberta this season and claim the season series 6-4.
Yes, indeed. Connor McDavid with 18 points in those 10 games. The Oilers get the 4-1 win. That means Calgary cannot catch them and potentially knock them out of the playoffs. It's over. And speaking of over, we'll have a couple more comments coming up on that. But first, Dave Tippett's assessment, Oilers head coach, following the 4-1 win on Saturday night.
Yeah, we look fresher. We got a day of rest yesterday, so we looked like we had some legs. I like the way we started the game. Started the game really well, and then we took the two penalties that kind of took the momentum away from us. And then give Calgary credit. They pushed hard the whole game, but we hung in there and were able to get the win.
Meanwhile, Connor McDavid, who now has 556 points in 400 career games, two more than Sidney Crosby during the same stage, not even close in terms of even strength points or game winners. Of course, people say, well, Crosby's won cups. And my response to that would be, yeah, Crosby played on a better team at that time. The Oilers are growing. I think we can all feel that here in oil country. But Connor McDavid was asked about damaging Calgary's playoff chances by virtue of the Oilers' 4-1 win.
You know, you want to bury the teams that are below you, and I think, you know, we had an opportunity to do that, you know, this series, and, you know, we definitely put them in a bad spot here, so, you know, they got some ground to make up now, and you know, we'll see what happens coming down the stretch. They've been playing well. Give them a lot of credit. They've hung in there, and they've stuck with it, and, you know, put themselves to get back in the race a little bit, and, you know, it's nice to get a win here tonight.
Mike Smith was asked a somewhat similar question. Actually, I think we're going to go right to the question and then the answer. The next voice you'll hear will be, I believe, Derek Van Deese from Post Media.
Is there extra satisfaction for you putting probably the final nail in Calgary's playoff hopes here, considering the rival they are?
Yep.
Yep. That was funny. Succinct to say the least. Mike Smith, what a year he's having. Yep. Oh, man, that kind of made my night when I heard that after the game. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. Connor McDavid picked up three more points. He now has 87. There are seven games left in the regular season for Edmonton, five of which are against Vancouver, the first of two back-to-back tonight and tomorrow out in the West Coast. McDavid had these comments on the race to 100 points.
You know, personally, I want to continue to play good hockey. Our group wants to continue to play good hockey. You know, we want to go into the playoffs in a good note. You know, personally, you know, it's a number. You know, obviously, it'd be kind of different to be able to do it in a shortened season. I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to keep playing my game. And if I get there, I get there. If not, you know, whatever.
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, that's Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. Meanwhile, Mike Smith, who's having a wonderful season, the Oilers coming to tonight's game. I know all of you had this, because I know I certainly didn't. I know all of you had this back on October the 10th, on the Saturday that the Oilers signed Mike Smith and brought him back on the one-year deal. You all had the Edmonton Oilers fourth in the NHL in save percentage, 50 games into the season, with a .914 save percentage. We all had that, right? Smith, by the way, 924 in the season, and Mikko Koskinen 929 in his last 10 appearances since the Oilers have had a true 1-2 option after Smith missed the first 13 games of the season with injury. Mike Smith always, sometimes he is a man of few words. Yep. Other times he provides a little bit more detail. He had these comments on the sustained success for the Oilers this season.
There has been stretches throughout the course of my career where I've played well, but I think, you know, the hardest part about being a good goalie in this league is his consistency, and I think every guy talks about it, but that's been one of my big focuses this year, is just to treat every game like a new game and not to get too fired up if it doesn't go my way, you know, it's turned into some pretty good hockey, but, you know, you can't do it alone back there, so the team's, you know, definitely deserves a lot of credit the way we've, you know, hung around games this year and be able to push games along, and goalie's just one aspect of that, but it takes more than just one guy to win.
All right, and then Smith added some additional comments on why the Oilers, this year's group, this team, is more playoff ready than last season's.
Hopefully we don't have another break before we have to go into a playoff atmosphere. You know, I talked about it last year. I thought we were playing some of our best hockey before the pause. And then, you know, you go into a bubble situation where no one's kind of done that before. And personally, I wasn't mentally ready for that. I think our team's in a lot different spot this year. And I think we've came a long ways, you know, mentally, finding ways to win different ways, you know, throughout the course of the season, whether it be up, coming back, or holding leads. Just seen a lot of maturity within our group, and not just on the ice, but, you know, off the ice too, in the locker room, how we're handling ourselves, and what guys are talking about. You know, it's about team first, and we've seen a lot of those different things this year that maybe we didn't have in the past, but I think the guys are just real excited about playing important games, and not that, you know, these aren't important, but you get to a point in the season where it's, you know, these are mentally difficult games when you look at the standings, and you just kind of want to get to the real games now. But saying that, it's, we've talked about it before, about not being a switch we can turn on and off. We want to be going in playing good hockey too.
And Dave Tippett yesterday did an availability and talked about fine-tuning the Oilers game and saying that's the focus for the Oilers four games this week against the Vancouver Canucks.
We've got to really concentrate on what we're doing. You know, you understand where Vancouver's at and their situation, but we've got to go into these games making sure we're pushing our game ahead. So we met this morning about, you know, our mindset for this week. We've got to make sure that details of our game are in place, and you got to keep working towards making sure your team is playing the best it can down the stretch here. So that's going to be our mindset. We have to work on our game.
That is Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. As we go to today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. So the first of four between Edmonton and Vancouver. I do not yet 100% have the Oilers lineup, but we'll get to sort of what could potentially happen as we go to the Oilers Now lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Travis Green has just spoken. We can confirm that the Canucks are now down 8 forwards. As Brandon Sutter, who was originally appearing to be like he might be the third line center for tonight's game for the Canucks, is out with an upper body issue. Mark Michaelis, a college player last year that came out of Mankato, lots of different teams were in on. He's not available. Of course, no Elias Pettersson. He's missed all but, now I got to do the math on the fly. This could be bad. They're game number 45. He's missed 19 games this season. They don't have Chad Beagle, third line center. They don't have Antoine Roussel. Ferland's out for the year with a concussion, and his career might be over. Jake Virtanen is on administrative leave because of an allegation that appeared on an Instagram story that's now going to have to be investigated. Tyler Motte is out for Vancouver, and now both Michaelis and Sutter. The Canucks will start with them. Braden Holtby will start, represented by Edmonton's Jerry Johansson, who's coming up today at 105. Holtby 7-8-2 with 3.29 goals against average, 901 save percentage. The Canucks are going to put Ole Ioleve back in the lineup, and that'll move Schmidt, Nate Schmidt, who, by the way, I mean, he's sort of bounced back and forth between left and right shot D. You wonder whether or not he might actually be a player in the offseason that ends up in play, because the Canucks will have some cap issues here, because they've obviously got it. They've got two important restricted free agents, both Pettersson and Quinn Hughes, they need to sign. Schmidt's going to play right side D tonight. Myers and Hamonic are also on the right side. And then the Canucks will have Hughes, Edler, and Ioleve on the left side. Horvat was with Pearson and Cole Lind. I think if I'm not mistaken, is it his brother that's playing for the Red Deer Rebels? I think he's got another brother in the WHL. He had 5 goals, 8 points in 8 games in Utica this year, second round pick back in 2017. Horvat, a 4-time 20 goal scorer. They just signed Pearson to a contract extension. He's a 2-time 20 goal scorer. JT Miller, massive year last year, 72 points in 69 games. He's going to be second line center. He's 56% in the faceoff circle. He'll be with Hoglander and Besser. And then I think they're going to have Tyler Greivac up, potentially with Highmore and Horlick, and then VC with Boyd and McEwen, which means their third and fourth lines at Vancouver's rolling with tonight, by my count, have scored 2 goals this season for the Canucks. That's a look at Vancouver. Of notes, they're 27th in the league goals for, 2.58 goals per game. 25th in the league in goals against, a 3.24. They've actually got, you know, they're 19th on the power play, 19th on PK. They've got a negative shot differential to the tune of 3.8 shots per game. They are a good faceoff team at 53.2%. Oilers are 8th in the league on offense, now 10th in the league in defense, 2nd in the league on the power play at 26.6%. There's a chance Edmonton finishes number 1 again as Carolina is dropping. Edmonton went with, against Calgary, Connor McDavid with Leon Draisaitl and Kyler Yamamoto. McDavid's got 5 goals, 8 points in 5 games against the Canucks this year. Draisaitl's got 1 goal and 10 points in 5 games. They had Ryan McLeod with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Jesse Puljujärvi. Gaetan Haas, hasn't done much lately. He was with Dominic Cahoon and Josh Archibald. And then Devin Shore, he took a couple shots in the third period. We're going to have to sort of watch it. I thought he tweaked his knee, and he was not out for the optional yesterday, which was interesting, with Neil and Chase on. Jujhar Khaira is chomping at the bit to get back in. And you wonder if at some point over the next couple games, maybe they look at Ennis as well up front. On defense, Nurse was with Barry. Kulikov was with Larson. Jones was with Bear. Same thing. I wonder at some stage whether or not Evan Bouchard's going to get in one of these next 4 games, though maybe you want to make sure you secure the playoff spot. Koskinen and Smith, I fully expect, will split the games. Mike Smith this year is 18-6-2, a 2.70 goals against average, 924 save percentage. Miko Koskinen is 11-11, a 2.99 goals against average, 906 save percentage, 929 in his last 10 appearances. So interesting to watch here. Edmonton's got some center options right now. You got McDavid, you got Draisaitl. Nugent Hopkins can play center. McLeod can play center. Haas can play center. Khaira can play center. And Shore can play center. wait and see. The Oilers firmly in second place, 5 points up on the Winnipeg Jets. They've got 7 games left. The Jets and the Canadians, 57 and 50 points, have just 6 points left. Six games left. And Connor McDavid has a 16-point scoring lead on teammate Leon Draisaitl with 7 games left in the regular season. Mitch Marner is third, 23 points behind McDavid. The Leafs have 5 games left. The Oilers have 7. That is your Oilers Now lineup report, brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Again, the Oilers have yet to hit the ice for a morning skate, so that'll take place in about 7 minutes. We will take a quick timeout, and when we come back in Oilers Now, we will get to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you, and it is 12:25 in Edmonton.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chad.
Welcome back, 12:26 in Edmonton. Just a special shout-out to everybody that got involved. I know that the 50-50 Remax Online that's available every day on game days, I believe $934,000 was raised for the Central Alberta Children's Advocacy Center. Awesome stuff. Tonight will be for cystic fibrosis, something near and dear to Ryan Nugent Hopkins' heart. I know I've been involved in several of their dinners over the last several years with John Winwick out there as well. So I look forward to everybody getting involved. These are great charities for the Oilers Community Foundation to get involved with. All right, you can text us at any time on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. This one comes to us from Farmer Kevin. Hey, Bob, has Brendan ever played an introductory song that you didn't love? I've never heard it, if you have. Well, we don't play a lot of country, I'll be honest with you, but there was one country song, Keith Whitley, Don't Close Your Eyes, that's a great song. There's some other. You know what? Maybe we'll have Brendan. Maybe we'll have, because we haven't played a lot of country. We play a lot of rock and a lot of 80s stuff and some 90s. We played Tool. I mean, how can you go wrong playing Tool? Maybe we'll have to get some recommendations for a little bit of country once in a while. How does that sound? You cool with that, Brendan? You good to go with that?
We can roll with that. Absolutely. We're in Alberta. We better be prepared
Absolutely. So help me out here. Give me some great country stuff, and away we go. Have we ever led with, like, Rhinestone Cowboy from Glen Campbell? It was a pretty good song, wasn't it? Or Galveston, one of those back in the day. Kenny Rogers. I mean, who hasn't sung around the campfire and or other places and had a few pops and banged out some Kenny Rogers tunes from back in the day. All right, into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing Company branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
14 total games in the NHL tonight. Montreal hosting Toronto in your other North Division action. Oilers and Canucks is on Ched tonight at 8 p.m. Connor McDavid, the NHL's second star of the week after scoring 10 points, 4 goals, 6 assists in just 4 games to lead Edmonton to a 3-1-0 week. He's got 87 points in 49 games. Red Wings goaltender Thomas Greiss, the first star of the week. Bakersfield begin 4 games and 6 nights on the road in San Jose tonight. They had the weekend off. Edmonton Oil Kings did not. They took care of Calgary on Friday night, but had a 5-game win streak halted on Saturday night in Red Deer. The Rebels came away with a 4-2 win at Westerner Park Centrium. Sebastian Kosa, the WHL's goaltender of the month for April, 7-0-0-1 with a 1.61 goals against average, a .936 save percentage, and a 30-save shutout mixed in there. Final home game of the year goes tomorrow night, downtown Community Arena against Lethbridge before they wrap up the regular season Thursday night in Medicine Hat. And Team Canada meets the Czech Republic in the quarterfinals of the U18 World Hockey Championship. Oil Kings forward Dylan Gunther finished up the round robin with 5 points in 4 games. Brooks Bandits defenseman Corson Kuhlemans, another projected first rounder this year, had a goal and 5 assists of his own. Today's game starts at 2 o'clock.
Great stuff. Very quickly into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. B says, Bob, I have some country recommendations for you. None! Exclamation point! We're getting a lot of good stuff. So we'll have some fun with that. Yeah, hey, there's lots of people that love country, a lot of people that don't. Off to a global news weather traffic update. Eileen Bell back with John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio 630 Chad.